always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Last year at this time, Southwest Airlines was going through an operational meltdown that produced almost 17,000 flight cancellations. Today, they're paying up big time.
The Department of Transportation issuing a record $140 million fine against the airline for violating consumer protection laws. The DOT also forcing Southwest to establish a compensation fund for future passengers affected by significant delays or cancellations.
ABC's Mark Remillard. Still no deal on border policy changes that would be included with a $100 billion package of aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the South Pacific. Senate negotiators return to work later today. Customs and Border Protection will temporarily close the El Paso border crossing to international rail traffic beginning today. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Israel as the U.S. tries to get that country to transition into smaller, more focused operations in its war with Hamas. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin. The White House says the president will be in Milwaukee on Wednesday to talk about his initiatives to help small businesses. It'll be Biden's third visit to Wisconsin this year, and it's a sign of how important Wisconsin is in next year's presidential race. Biden leads Donald Trump 50-48 in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. It could cost as much as $1 billion to replace all lead water lines throughout the state of Wisconsin. That's according to new estimates from the State Department of Natural Resources. There are around 150,000 lead service pipes throughout the state and another 229,000 that may have connections made out of lead. While the state did get federal funding to offset the cost, that federal money is only enough to replace around 95,000 lines. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Buccaneers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a back-and-forth battle of the bays before the Buccaneers took over in the second quarter and never looked back. The final 34-20 in favor of Tampa. Buccaneers receiver Chris Godwin, over 150 yards on 10 catches. Quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Guy's just so consistent, man. Can't say enough about him. A true stud, true professional.
Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles.
You know, we're playing good December football right now. We won three. We got three more to go. We can't rest. We can't stop. We got to keep working.
The Packers tied the game 10-10 in the first quarter, then just couldn't seem to make the adjustments. Matt LaFleur.
Give Tampa a ton of credit. They came in, they whooped us in every phase, outcoached us, outplayed us. We got to play better. We got to coach better.
At 6-8, how will this young team respond? Jordan Love.
It's what we've been doing the whole season. It's you know, how do we respond? How do we bounce back? Find a way to get better, focus on that, and make sure we go get a win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports from Lambeau Field, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy this morning, becoming sunny and less windy here as we head into the afternoon. Our high today, 22. The wind northwest at 15 to 25 this morning, about 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, down to 8 above. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Almaz Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Just Mow It. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Greetings on a Monday morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, this morning it feels a whole lot like December compared to the temperatures last week. I am the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke, tickled to be along with you on this, the 18th day of December. Partly cloudy skies on the way today. Will warm up no better than 28 degrees, so quite a surprise from what we've experienced over the past 48 hours' time. The good news is things start turning around as soon as tomorrow. Sunny skies on the way Tuesday, 35 degrees. Wednesday, partly sunny and 44. Thursday, partly sunny and 43 degrees. We are going to stay in the 40s for most of this week, and again, it looks dry. I know for some of you folks that would enjoy a white Christmas, it's disappointing, but for a lot of folks that still have outdoor activities that they'd like to do or need to continue to do, this is good news. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, on the way with the weather details for you on a Monday.
Join me this holiday season as we celebrate the spirit of farming and the traditions that connect us all. From the smell of freshly cut hay to the warmth of a cozy farmhouse on a snowy evening. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and I'm proud to bring you agribusiness news where the heart of farming meets the joy of the season. For my corgi Peach and myself, we want to wish you a Dairy Christmas and a Happy New Year. And from all of us here at the Midwest Farm Report, thanks for listening.
Wisconsin has updated its farmland preservation program, and stakeholders say these changes will boost enrollment numbers. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Farmland preservation is a voluntary program. It gives financial incentives to farmers to keep their land in production while also preserving soil and water quality. Some of the new changes are that the financial incentives per acre are higher, but the time commitment is shorter. Program manager Wednesday Coy says she hopes these changes will increase enrollment.
It's protecting ag land. It's making sure that farms can stay in business and that we continue to have our important agricultural resources to the state. There are a couple of different ways that folks can participate in this program, and these changes hopefully encourage more people to participate.
Tim Jackson is also on the line with us. He, too, is a farmland preservation program manager. He says about 8.5 million acres are eligible for farmland preservation, but in 2022, just under 2 million of those acres were enrolled, and that was among about 9,700 landowners. Unfortunately, he says the number of landowners enrolled has been falling.
So over the last 10 years about, the number of total claims, so people that have actually claimed the tax credit, has decreased slowly over time, but the average acres per claim has slowly increased over time, which, you know, it reflects some other statewide trends that you see more towards like farmland consolidation, where maybe the number of total farms is going down a little bit each year, but the number of acres in farming is either, you know, staying pretty steady or going down not quite as slowly. So some of those farms have gotten a little bigger. So, you know, the size of those claims has gotten a little bigger. But generally, the number of claims is down a little bit.
So what can you tell me about what type of farms typically get involved?
The average is about 200 acres, but that is on average, and really it varies wildly. We see anywhere from, you know, 60, 50 acres, all the way up to some farms that are over 1,000 acres or a couple thousand acres in size. The type of production that happens on these lands is really a mirror of what the state produces. So you have a lot of your traditional, you know, corn and bean cropping, raising of livestock, and, you know, dairy is, of course, a big one in the state. But this program is also very inclusive, so it's not just the traditional ag folks that are eligible to participate in the program. We also allow for some non-traditional ag, like apiculture, so beekeeping, nurseries or Christmas tree production, floriculture, aquaculture, managed forest. So it's pretty inclusive, but the average claim you'll see is pretty similar to the average farm in Wisconsin, which is, you know, a couple hundred acres in size, livestock and corn and beans.
So in your respective positions, what have you been hearing from communities, farmers, et cetera, about their thoughts in getting involved in farmland preservation? Was the return on investment there for them?
We actually did a survey in 2018, which really helped influence this legislation moving forward. But we did a survey across the state around potential participants. Some of them were either already participating or, you know, could participate if they chose to. And we asked them these questions. We said, you know, what are the benefits to participating in this program? You know, do you see this as being something that you want to participate in? Or are these benefits too low to encourage you to participate? And we found that a lot of folks were really positive about the program. They saw that it was very valuable to have this as part of their community, but they found that the incentives were too low. So those tax credits were too low to encourage them personally to enroll in the program. And a lot of the things that we're finding is that these incentives are going towards paying for some of the parts of the program that create eligibility. So one of the big ones is nutrient management planning. You know, farmers are using this tax credit to help cover the cost of nutrient management planning, but over the years, nutrient management planning has become more expensive where tax credits have stagnated. So I think that was a really limiting factor for these landowners. So hopefully with the increase, we're kind of directly, you know, addressing that concern that we saw that folks had in that 2018 survey.
I mentioned earlier that the new changes to the program will both reduce the time commitment and up the incentives for farmland preservation. And to be specific, the minimum number of years that farmers would have to commit to the program moved from 15 to 10 years. Payments per acre also went up to either $10 or $12.50 per acre, depending on your location. I asked program managers Wednesday Coy and Tim Jackson if they expect enrollment numbers to jump because of these changes.
I do. I do think that this will increase enrollment. We have seen some counties offer some incentives for new enrollment in farmland preservation agreements at smaller scale, and we saw wild success with that. Just having some additional funds there has made the program more attractive. So I do believe that by increasing the tax credits on a more wide scale, we will see increased participation.
We have, you know, about 2 million acres of the eligible areas being claimed on, and we have north of 8.5 million acres for, you know, people that can claim if they would meet the conservation requirements. So there's certainly some room for growth. And even beyond that, we've got almost 18 million acres that could adopt either certified zoning or AEAs to allow even more people. So there's a lot of room for growth in this program, and we do believe that the increase in the incentives here will sort of be the tipping point for a lot of folks.
Is there a specific demographic or type of farm that you feel this preservation program wasn't reaching before that now may be able to?
We don't really have any hard numbers on what size of each individual claim we've seen less of or more of in the last, 10 years. But assumedly, you know, that being that the tax credit has stayed the same and the cost of doing business has gone up, we can assume that some of those smaller to middling tier farms have maybe seen the program as not being worth the work it takes to participate in. So with the tax credit going up, we do hope to see some more of those smaller size farms participate in this program.
One of these potential farms belongs to Dustin Ellis. Dustin and his family farm near Wamondy, Wisconsin in Buffalo County. His family milks about 260 cows, and they raise corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. He had been toying with the idea of enrolling in farmland preservation and says now that the changes have been made, he's ready to fill out the paperwork.
With the better incentive, with the $10 an acre, I think we're going to be looking into it and signing up. With the cropland and the woodland lumped in together, the extra $5 I feel is worth doing the paperwork and going through that stuff. And plus now I believe it's shortened from a 15-year term to a 10-year.
How many acres, Dustin, would you put into the farmland preservation program?
The land that I own right now is zoned with my brother, and right now it's 83 acres, and I would put all of that in. And my parents own most of the home farm here, and I think they're thinking about doing the same. I think that the farmland that we have is a valuable resource. We're not in an area of big development, but never say it couldn't happen, and I'd like to see it stay in farmland.
Buffalo County dairy farmer Dustin Ellis speaking to how the new changes to the Farmland Preservation Program make it more valuable for his family to enroll. Farmland Preservation Program Manager Wednesday Coy says if you're interested in enrolling in farmland preservation or want to see if you're eligible, it's easy to do.
We have a website. It's farmlandpreservation.wi.gov, where we have an interactive map for folks to look and see if they're in an eligible area. And then participation for this program starts at the County Land Conservation Department. So if they don't want to go on our website and look at that, they can always contact their local, you know, County Conservation Department, talk to them, learn more about the program, and take the first steps into participating.
Wednesday Coy and Tim Jackson are Farmland Preservation Program Managers with the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, speaking to the updates to the program that may boost interest among farmers to enroll. Again, they are upping the tax credits per acre and reducing the amount of time you have to commit to a program. As Wednesday told us, you can learn more at farmlandpreservation.wi.gov, or you can contact your local county conservation department. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
It's got... Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Now.com.
If old McDonald was real and actually had a farm, she'd talk about it. This is the Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Definitely a shift in the weather as we start off this week of December. It's time for our Compere Financial Ag Weather Update. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, along with us. Buddy, good morning from my palatial spread up here in Green Bay, where literally there's no snow on the ground at all. I had a chance to take my mom to visit some relatives over in the Twin Cities, and you know what? All along the way, I only saw maybe a little drift of snow here or there around central Wisconsin, but otherwise, it looks bare. Is that the way it's going to be by the end of this week?
I think you're right, Pam. Even by the end of the week, we're not going to have that new snow cover. There could be some rain, especially in southern Wisconsin late in the week. Well, a little snow chance still around this morning. Like you talked about, though, you did some driving through central Wisconsin. I did a fair amount of driving toward the end of the week, southeast central and then southwest Wisconsin. Yeah, that northern shaded slope had a little snow on it. Everywhere else, the ground is clear and dry, a little moist because of some of the rain we've seen. But everybody was still out going about their chores, animals out in pasture, beef cattle, especially in southwest Wisconsin, soaking up sunshine, enjoying a pretty wonderful spell. Now, we did have a little rain through the weekend, not amounting to a whole lot. I see Madison, La Crosse, about 13 hundredths of an inch, Mauston, about 9 hundredths of an inch. I had about 15 hundredths of an inch here just on the west side of Eden. Just not a whole lot of precipitation. But a cool front swinging away from southeast Wisconsin this morning has accounted for some snow in the north, not amounting to much of anything, but we may even see a few snowflakes still in the south and east this morning, just for another hour or so, not amounting to a big deal. Just a little snow in the air. In fact, through the day today, skies will begin to clear out. A little more sunshine, first in western Wisconsin, and by late today in the east, it will brighten up, and it will stay quite breezy. There's the big factor for today. Northwest winds, 10 to 20, gusting near 35 and 40. Really going to keep that chilly feel in the atmosphere, and not a break we're going to get from that. In fact, today, with temperatures staying in the upper 20s, actually cooler than normal. 32, the normal high right now. We'll be below that today. Back around there tomorrow. The winds diminish already by later tonight. So we do get a little sunshine and more normal conditions Tuesday. And then making that long run toward the holiday by Wednesday, low 40s, Thursday, mid 40s, Friday, mid 40s or warmer, maybe a little rain chance as we start looking toward Friday. Rain, as I expect, right through the weekend, mid and upper 40s to continue on as highs at that time. Like I say, we should be around 32. We're talking nearly 15 degrees above normal at some time here toward the weekend. Very, very mild running on toward Christmas, and I don't expect to get much of a change unless a little cool air were to wrap in with that rain chance here toward the end of the week. For the most part, I expect we're going to be fairly mild, maybe a little damp in the weekend, but that may be the only change. So we've got a lot to talk about. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Today's consumers have a lot of questions about where their food comes from and how it's produced. And that's all we talk about. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke, and at the Midwest Farm Report, all we do is try to make sure you've got clear information on what Wisconsin farmers are doing today to put food on your table tomorrow. It's not about eat this versus that, but instead giving you the information you need to make smart decisions as a consumer. Join us at MidwestFarmReport.com, Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook, and be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter.
Our Compeer Financial Ag weather forecast does call for that slight chance of a little snow, maybe a sprinkle misty kind of mix. Mostly cloudy skies this morning. Skies become sunny as the day progresses. First in the west, then through midday in the south, and already in the afternoon around eastern Wisconsin. But it stays quite breezy and kind of chilly in the upper 20s at best today. And those northwest winds 10 to 20, gusting to 35 and 40. Still clear and breezy early. We drop into the mid-teens. Those northwest winds do diminish, however. In fact, by tomorrow morning early, northwest winds probably down around 5 to 10. Not bad at all. Partly sunny skies on Tuesday, back up to about 34. West winds 5 to 15 become south through the day. And by Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, around 40 or just in the low 40s. The south winds about 5 to 10, heading toward the mid-40s on Thursday and Friday. That little rain chance might be something we have to deal with. Maybe already Thursday night or on toward the day Friday. Otherwise, it should overall be fairly mild. We don't have a major winter storm taking aim on us as we head toward Christmas, talking about rain and temperatures on the above normal side. So, Pam, nothing too earth-shattering here, with the exception of a continuation of a pretty mild pattern that should make it quite all right for travel plans, both here in Wisconsin or just getting out of the state. The East Coast, the far southeast, California, those will be different. Watch them this week. A lot of rain, a lot of cold air in some of those areas, really turning things off just a bit.
You know, we focus a lot of our attention on what's happening with agriculture, but you got to believe that for anybody that's got outdoor work, work, even some of the folks that are in the construction industry. This is a lot easier to get things done. The only problem is for those folks that count on income for snow removal or something like that, they are definitely having a difficult time. Appreciate the update, Stu. Stu Mocker, Ag Meteorologist with your Compere Financial Ag Weather Update on a Monday. Remember, Compere Financial is your partner when it comes to agriculture and rural living. All you want to find out? Online, compere.com. That'll connect you with some great valuable resources they've got right there online, or better yet, connect you with a local office near you. Compere.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
In the breast
Breaking breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Last year at this time, Southwest Airlines was going through an operational meltdown that produced almost 17,000 flight cancellations. Today, they're paying up. Big time.
The Department of Transportation issuing a record $140 million fine against the airline for violating consumer protection laws. The DOT also forcing Southwest to establish a compensation fund for future passengers affected by significant delays or cancellations.
ABC's Mark Remillard. Still no deal on border policy changes that would be included with a $100 billion package of aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the South Pacific. Senate negotiators return to work later today. Customs and Border Protection will temporarily close the El Paso border crossing to international rail traffic beginning today. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Israel as the U.S. tries to get that country to transition into smaller, more focused operations in its war with Hamas. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin. The White House says the president will be in Milwaukee on Wednesday to talk about his initiatives to help small businesses. It'll be Biden's third visit to Wisconsin this year, and it's a sign of how important Wisconsin is in next year's presidential race. Biden leads Donald Trump 50-48 in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. It could cost as much as $1 billion to replace all lead water lines throughout the state of Wisconsin. That's according to new estimates from the State Department of Natural Resources. There are around 150,000 lead service pipes throughout the state and another 229,000 that may have connections made out of lead. While the state did get federal funding to offset the cost, that federal money is only enough to replace around 95,000 lines. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Buccaneers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a back-and-forth battle of the bays before the Buccaneers took over in the second quarter and never looked back. The final 34-20 in favor of Tampa. Buccaneers receiver Chris Godwin, over 150 yards on 10 catches. Quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Guy's just so consistent, man. Can't say enough about him. A true stud, true professional.
Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles.
You know, we're playing good December football right now. We won three. We got three more to go. We can't rest. We can't stop. We got to keep working.
The Packers tied the game 10-10 in the first quarter, then just couldn't seem to make the adjustments. Matt LaFleur.
Give Tampa a ton of credit. They came in, they whooped us in every phase, outcoached us, outplayed us. We got to play better. We got to coach better.
At 6-8, how will this young team respond? Jordan Love.
It's what we've been doing the whole season. It's you know, how do we respond? How do we bounce back? Find a way to get better, focus on that, and make sure we go get a win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports from Lambeau Field, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you
partly
covered.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy this morning, becoming sunny and less windy here as we head into the afternoon. Our high today, 22. The wind northwest at 15 to 25 this morning, about 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, down to 8 above. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too.
Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Procedure. I think Lindsay does.
Oh, for sure.
From her mouth to the field's ears, this is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You know, thank goodness some people just do good things and don't even realize that they're doing it. That's one of the stories we've got for you on a Monday morning. Charity Seebecker visiting with Beth Schaefer. She's the coordinator of Wisconsin's Ag in the Classroom program about their recognition of the 2023 Outstanding Ag in the Classroom Teacher of the Year. A young woman down in southwest Wisconsin that was doing it didn't even realize she was doing it. Stick around for that. Morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Glad to be along with you. Boy, I wish we had a little bit better Monday to start you off as far as weather. Cloudy skies on the way today, not much better than 28. Tomorrow, sunshine back in the forecast, 35. Wednesday will be up to 44 with partly sunny skies. Thursday, a little bit of a chance of precipitation in the forecast, 43 our expected high. So definitely still staying above average for this stage in December. So today is the 18th day of December. What can I tell you? Let's see, on this day back in 1930, the UW Fieldhouse was dedicated. It was dedicated as the Badgers beat the University of Pennsylvania 25-12 in a college basketball game. The Badgers played their first game there 5 days earlier against Carroll College, but it was dedicated on this day back in 1930. Let's see, on this day in 1892, the Nutcracker made its debut in St. Petersburg, Russia. It was a two-part ballet inspired by a German author. The Nutcracker and the Mouse King have become something that we all turn to during the holidays. It originated on this day back in 1892. Boy, you think he almost originated on that day in 1892. Happy birthday to rocker Keith Richards, still with the Rolling Stones, still back out on tour. 79 years old today. Also, director Steven Spielberg, he is 76 years young on this day. And yes, folks, that's right. Brad Pitt has turned 59, still looking just fine. And now you know. Well, interesting data that's just been released from a new survey conducted by some UW-Madison partners looking at what farmers' opinions are on things like nutrient management plans and also farm labor issues. The survey was developed in 2022 by a team of social science researchers at UW-Madison and UW-River Falls. They basically surveyed 2,000 farms, dairy farm owners specifically, between January and March of this year. 661 of the respondents got involved. That's only a 33% response rate. We understand that's low. Researchers at UW-Madison analyzed the results and came up with this synopsis. We're focused in today just on farmers' opinions about farm labor. 58% of dairy farm owners that were surveyed said it's very to extremely important to ensure good quality worker quality of life. 52% of dairy producers said they supported universal health care coverage. 25% were opposed. 36% of the dairy farmers said creating a basic income for farmers is a priority. 33% opposed that. 36% of the respondents said that funds for worker safety improvements were important. 24% said they were opposed. So the bottom line is that our dairy producers specifically have very different goals, very different priorities when it comes to not only their earned income, but also their farmer worker situation. You know, Dane County is currently struggling with some of those very same issues. Dane County Executive Director Joe Parisi visited with me in studio recently talking about just that. And he points out that the Dane County Board of Supervisors is recommending $8 million be dedicated towards improving resources for farm workers specifically in Dane County. And of course, that involves networking with the dairy farms that are employing them. Issues as far as language problems and understanding. Also, housing, a major issue when it comes to Dane County farms and trying to provide affordable, quality housing for their workers. Parisi tells me more about why he's paying attention to this very conversation.
Yeah, this is a county board initiative, so I don't want to speak for them, but I can tell you in general, it's an effort, and why I think it's a positive sign. It's kind of sort of what we were just talking about. It's an effort to partner with our local farmers and their workers to help establish housing for folks, because we certainly know that there is a housing crunch throughout Dane County, whether it's on the farm, whether it's on the east side of Madison, west side of Madison. And so, you know, when we have workers coming through who need a place to stay and need a place to stay close to the farm, you know, they want to see if we can start looking at some, you know, being part of that solution as well. Because as we know, again, I'm not telling anyone listening to this anything new, but, you know, kids aren't staying on the farm as much as they used to. And so we have a lot of folks from the immigrant community working on our dairy farms, and those are our new partners.
What are your concerns, anxiety? Are you going to leave a folder full of notes for the next county exec, giving them guidance or little, cliff notes? What are you hoping, at least again about agriculture and some of the tenants you've already established here, Joe, what are you hoping that they keep in mind when they assume the new responsibilities? It's going to come with a whole different set of challenges. We recognize mm-hmm. that. But what kind of sage wisdom are you going to leave behind for them?
You know, first and foremost, I think it's important to develop relationships. If you know some people already, try to grow those relationships. If you don't, reach out and introduce yourself to people. Go out to some farms and meet people. And, you know, and if it's someone who doesn't know a lot about farming, that's okay. Just say, you know what, I don't have a lot of background in this. What do you want me to know? And, you know, and maybe, who knows, Pam, maybe you could even give someone a little tour around, you know, the county and help them with some folks to talk to. But I think first and foremost, it's important to develop genuine relationships and to see the humanity in one another. I mean, I've learned so much, not just from the farm community, but from every community in Dane County. I think the most important piece of my work that's helped me the most has just been spending time with people and getting to know them. You know, and once you start with that as a basis, everything flows from there.
That's Dane County Executive Director Joe Parisi, who earlier announced that he will retire as Dane County Executive Director in 2024, talking, of course, about the initiative that the Dane County Board of Supervisors is advancing, asking for $8 million to be dedicated towards specifically farmer worker resources in Dane County, partnering with area dairies and other farms that might be employing farm labor, and trying to address, first of all, the housing issue, and second of all, the language barriers and access to resources that are challenging many of our farm workers, as well as the farms that employ them. You want to see the rest of that survey from UW-Madison and UW-River Falls? We've got it up now at MidwestFarmReport.com. Markets finished on the upside Friday in Chicago. Numbers are coming your way next.
I never thought that I'd go from being the reporter in my local FFA chapter to being a farm broadcaster serving the state of Wisconsin, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, proud to be delivering farm and agribusiness news to you on the airwaves. From myself and my husband Conway, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And from all of us at Midwest Farm Report, thanks for listening.
On Friday in Chicago, as far as the grain markets were concerned, March corn was up 4 cents at 483. The December new crop of 2024 was up 3 3/4 cents, 5.12 1/4. The January soybeans closed 1 3/4 cents higher on Friday to 13.15 3/4. November 24 new crop was down 4.5, 12.76 1/4. July new crop wheat was up 12 3/4 on Friday to 6.44 1/4. The dairy markets were a little mixed and closed the week with barrel cheese trading 4.5 cents lower at 145. 40-pound block cheese on Friday was down a nickel at 152, but AA butter turned around a little bit, up 3 cents at 249 a pound. The January Class 3 milk closed 34 cents lower at 1590 a hundredweight. February milk was down 20 cents at 1640 a hundredweight. Let's take a look at how we're doing as far as the cattle market's concerned in Wisconsin. Through all of the equity sales barn locations last week, they sold more than 11,788 head of cattle. That included fed cattle, market cows, and calves. Last week, 60% of the beef fed cattle sold 141 to 160. The Holstein fed cattle, 60% sold 105 to 145. Market cows through all the equity barns, 60% sold 53 to 80 cents. Now, as far as the calf market was concerned across the equity sales barns, we saw the calves that were good quality heifer calves at $100 per animal and down, good quality bull calves, $400 and down. The beef and beef cross calves, $650 per animal and down as far as the calf market. Now, if you're looking at other markets, just a quick glance because Stephanie talked about it on Friday. The market lambs, $140 and down. And if you're wondering about hogs, we don't sell enough hogs in Wisconsin anymore. They don't even quote those numbers. You can always find more at the newly revised Equity Cooperative website if you want to see specific numbers because of what you're marketing, and that's equitycoop.com. Congratulations to the winners of the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Dr. Sean Connolly released those numbers on Friday. Congratulations to Division I winner Todd Peschel from Buffalo County with over 88 bushels of the acre on average. Division II, the winner Jim Salentine from Kewaunee County with more than 81 bushels of the acre on average. Division III, Don and Doug Minnan from Dane County, over 107 bushels of the acre on average for their soybeans. Also, congratulations in Division 4, Tom Evanstad from Lafayette County, more than 92 bushels of the acre on average. Dan Camps from Lafayette County was the new contestant award winner. And Planting Green Award goes to Dennis Roche from Dodge County. You can find more details at MidwestFarmReport.com. Charity Seebecker with a story about doing good when she didn't even know she was doing good. That's on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Let April Johnson and Route 63 Realty find your seasonal sanctuary. As lifelong Northland experts, they unite buyers and sellers seamlessly. Their full-service agency offers showings, advertising, professional photography, and special programs like Homes for Heroes and free market analysis. April Johnson, your local problem-solving pro, ensures smooth transactions. Contact 715-558-1077 for a free market analysis. Visit them at the 6327 intersection for a festive journey to your new home. Happy holidays from Route 63 Realty.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Bringing home the bacon, literally. This is the Midwest Farm Report.
There's a natural correlation between agriculture and Wisconsin's history. That's why many teachers are incorporating agriculture into their daily lessons. And some of you may be doing this already and not even realize it. That was the case for the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom Outstanding Teacher Award winner, Emily Camps. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report. And Beth Schaefer, the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom Coordinator, highlights the efforts of Camps and explains more about the importance of this award.
The Outstanding Teacher Award for Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom really honors those classroom teachers who are going above and beyond to teach about agriculture while teaching math, while teaching science, while teaching reading, while teaching social studies. And so it's not necessarily an award that is for being an excellent agriculture teacher, but it's an award that recognizes the real hard work and creativity and dedication to helping children learn where their food and fiber comes from. In that rich context that only agriculture as a science can provide in building students, you know, reading skills by reading Ag Megs and the Book of the Year and the essay contests that our Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom offers. But there's so many natural ties to math and science that agriculture, it really is just a beautiful vehicle to help students learn and as well as help them understand where their food and fiber comes from. We are able to offer the Outstanding Teacher Award because of the generous support of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Foundation and the many, many sponsors of Agriculture in the Classroom. And we have this amazing network of volunteers at the county level involved in Wisconsin Farm Bureau and county farm bureaus that champion agriculture in the classroom. And they've been a huge help in identifying really outstanding teachers to both nominate and assist in applying for the Outstanding Teacher Award.
And this year's Wisconsin winner is Emily Camps. So can you tell me a little bit about Emily, what sets her apart from maybe others, and some of those things that she did to bring agriculture into her classroom?
Well, Emily, or Mrs. Camps, is, of course, our 2023 Outstanding Teacher Award winner. And she has been at Fenimore Elementary for a number of years. But she kind of came on the agriculture literacy scene a few years ago when she started having her students participate in the annual essay contest, where they were really digging in and learning about the importance of agriculture in that area of Grant County and really the whole state of Wisconsin. And it was a great fit for her to teach her social studies requirements around Wisconsin state history. It's a natural marriage between agriculture and Wisconsin history. So that's how Emily kind of started it. But then she really dove in to summer school. She created two summer school courses. For the first one was K through 5, and the second one was for older students, I think 6 through 8. And they engaged with local farms and businesses and really dove into career readiness and the opportunities in agriculture that was beyond just being a farmer. We think of that southwestern Wisconsin area in Grant County. It is an incredibly agriculture-rich area, but not everybody is a farmer. And so it was a really cool, innovative way for Emily to engage students in an enrichment setting in summer school while helping them understand the opportunities in agriculture and the value of agriculture has on their everyday lives. And so Emily has continued to incorporate that into her classroom. This year she's teaching third grade, but she has big plans for summer school and continuing to incorporate agriculture into all of her Common Core subjects. And we're really excited to have her and honor her work this year.
So what is next for Emily then? Does she compete at a national level, or what are the next steps for her since she does have this recognition now?
Part of our prize package with Emily is she will be traveling with us to Utah to the National Agriculture in the Classroom Conference this summer in June. And she'll have the opportunity to apply as a Wisconsin State Teacher of the Year winner and compete at the national level. So there'll be another round of applications. But with that, it's a great opportunity for teachers to take a look at what they're doing. And I've only done this twice because I'm new to the Ag in the Classroom program. But teachers have come back and said they've really looked at their lessons and found even more areas that they were just naturally referring to agriculture, using agriculture examples. And so it's a great opportunity to reflect and share, really. There's a lot of sharing that comes from this, teachers sharing with other teachers. So we're excited to see what happens with Emily and to nominate her as Wisconsin's candidate for the Excellence in Teaching About Agriculture Award, which is sponsored by the National Ag in the Classroom organization.
And when does the next round of applications come available for here in Wisconsin? If there's maybe a teacher I know that I want to nominate or help them apply, how do we go about doing that?
We encourage teachers to apply, but I feel, as I mentioned earlier, teachers are busy. They've got a lot going on. They're not necessarily looking for ways to seek the limelight. They do that for their students. So we have a nomination process in Wisconsin where anyone, whether you're involved in agriculture in the classroom or you're just an agriculture enthusiast or a parent, you can nominate that teacher at our website, wisagclassroom.org. That will be open pretty soon here. We usually open it in February or March, but then we also open it up to anyone who does want to apply. So that application will be available later this spring for the 2024 Outstanding Teacher Award.
That was Beth Schaefer, Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom Coordinator. She says that the award doesn't solely honor exceptional agriculture teachers, but recognizes educators going that extra mile to incorporate ag principles into the different subjects that they teach. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Remembering the economic aspect of farming sustainably. Next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. One of the ways Webster defines the word sustainable is of, relating to, or being a method of harvesting or using a resource so that the resource is not depleted or permanently damaged. It's a word used a lot these days when talking about agriculture. It was also the topic of a recent Farm Foundation forum. University of Arkansas Ag Econ Assistant Professor Trey Malone moderated the event.
We all want to be able to leave our kids and grandkids a planet that they can live on sustainably and happily. And regardless of where we're sitting across the aisle, across the planet, we are looking for those opportunities to create a more powerful, more exciting future for our kids and grandkids.
Malone went to a recent event in Paris that focused on outcome-based approaches to sustainability. What struck him most was the emphasis on the economic viability of sustainable agriculture.
You know, for as much as we discuss the importance of sustainability, it is not abundantly clear to consumers and other stakeholders that profitability is a part of this conversation.
I'll feature comments from panelists at this Farm Foundation Forum all this week. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.